Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful day. I've got to say, I have had a great day that I'm a couple up on the rest of you people that just got off at 5. Okay, so today is the 14th of January 2020. 2020 is the year of opening up your eyes and waking up and getting your shit together. This is the year that we get to vote, nigga. Okay? And you know what? I'm not from here. I'm from a special place. And I have the most optimism for my people. That's why I do this. I'm not fake. And I don't care how much money I get. I will never be fake. I will always be true to who I am. Because being true to who I am is being true to who God is. Right? So be true to who you are. 2020 is the year that you're going to be true to who you are. So today we're going to talk about, which I'm going to get a jump on Black History Month, right? Used to mean some shit. But even 10 years ago, I couldn't find a Black History program at a public school to save my life. Okay? So look, Black people. We here a couple of days. I said all week is going to be 13, 14, it's not, it don't need to be. It's not going to be. We got these freaking debates tonight. All white people, Democrats, right? All white people, but ain't no brown people up there and stuff. You know what, Black people? The slavery amendments, 13, 14th, and 15th, was directly made for us, okay? The slavery amendments, 13, 14, and 15, which we will be talking about today and probably just tomorrow. And then we're going to go on to prejudice and all that shit because they got real good at it after 13, 14, and 15. It's like, what are we going to do with these free niggas? Lord knows we ain't giving them no goddamn money. We just going to set them free and let's see what happens. Okay, and that's basically what they did, right? After however many years of slavery, they just said, Lincoln say, hey, you free, nigga. And so we like, okay, we free. We can't read. We don't know nothing from Africa because you beat the shit out of us. We scared. There's some niggas telling us you ain't free, nigga. Go on back to the shit, nigga. Okay, so 13, 14, and 15 is an amendment to the Constitution of the United States of America. There is no 16th, 17th, and 18th Amendment for Mexicans, Jewish people, or anybody else. 13, 14, 15 is for you, nigga. So what, I mean, come on now. That's the Constitution. That is the law that set this motherfucking nation. Alexander Hamilton, Alexander Hamilton, right? All that shit. 13, 14, 15 ain't got nothing to do with women's rights, with Mexican and DACA, with Germans and the Holocaust. It's all about black people. It's all about black people. And what I want black people, and I may be dead once it happens, but what I want black people to understand in 2020, came Martin Luther King before, you know, they killed that nigga. They all fat nigga. Because he said, okay, now we can sit at the bench and order the sandwich, nigga. But we ain't got the money to pay for the goddamn sandwich. So Dr. King, who we going to celebrate, right? We got the little day, right? The 20th this year. Dr. King, where they put his name in every hood, and then I'm sure 10,000 niggas get shot on that same street, right? Dr. King, you don't see no Dr. King in a motherfucking white neighborhood. Dr. King just didn't free niggas. Dr. King's philosophies freed women, gays, and everybody else that felt that they were persecuted. 13, 14, and 15 is just for the nigga. But the nigga can't get no reparations. Nigga can't get no thank you for building us, for building me, for building this nation that now we let Donald Trump's ass tear a fucking part. 13, 14, and 15. That's for niggas. You might as well call them the nigga amendments. So if the book of the Constitution, the Bible of America, that's why I'm like, fuck shit. Use my French and Spanish. But if these black people that want us to vote for them, you know, what's the bigger picture? The bigger picture of politics in America is like, vote for me, nigga, so I can feel special. Barack Obama. I mean, yeah, Barack Obama for black people was nothing but a feeling. Right? Oh, black president. Oh, yeah, shit. 99.99% of the niggas was like, nah, it ain't gonna happen. Hillary, where you at, boo? Until that nigga start winning, we're like, oh, Barack Obama, this nigga can be president. Okay, fast forward 2020. Like I asked my bro in PA, are you better off now? Or when that nigga was, you know, not the shining star, the Oprah of politics, nigga. That's all Barack Obama is the fucking Oprah Winfrey of fucking politics. What's Oprah do? Nothing. Go open up a school in Africa. Ain't you from Chicago? Barack Obama, the Oprah of politics. Just make you feel good. See, and that's what America does, to make the rest of us feel like, oh, America's so fair. It ain't fair. Look at Oprah. Look at Jay-Z. Look at all the niggas bouncing balls. Right? Look at them niggas. Why don't you work hard like Oprah? Because Oprah fake. Because the only movies y'all niggas let Oprah make and Tyler Perry make is some fake shit. Perry, I wish he would come out the closet. I ain't following him for a while. But that nigga need to come out the closet. Maybe 2020 will be the year that he does. Oprah as well. Come out the motherfucking closet. Because Gators are up and running and they working well. We recognize our own. They've been married to somebody, been married, probably got kids and shit. Yeah, that ain't real. Come on. Come on. Oprah ain't got one kid. I'm gay and I got three. Come on, man. Real gay bitches ain't got a kid. They will not let a dick in that penis. They will not. Let it be known. So, I'm riffing. I'm riffing today. And I want to thank you guys because, you know, just ask a nigga. I'm your nigga to ask. Because I've been a nigga here working, educating myself, trying to be a good nigga, helping people. So I'm your nigga to ask. So I'm a riff today because I've had a great day. But the slavery amendments, 13, 14, 15, that is specific to black people. And now we are in 2020, election year, and I'm 55 and still alive. Okay, so if you as old as me, you'll see, oh, we voted for this nigga. We voted for Clinton. What that nigga give us? the worst crime, three strikes and shit. Right? Oh, Clinton, the first black president. Three strikes, nigga. Three strikes. Wasn't that Clinton? Right? And now Barack Obama. Oh, yeah. Him and Eric Holder did some little shit. Whatever. Nigga, I should have got some. There should have been some. Fuck universal health care, nigga. Reparations. I need you to review that 13, 14, and 15 and say, hey, that was specific to black people. The people that built this country. The White House that orange motherfucker living in today. And I'm sure, well, he might have got rid of all the nigga servants. Because, you know, every servant in there was black from and Kiko's. And go to Kiko's, Kako's, all them shit. I don't appreciate all your commercials with all the white people smiling and laughing. And it's all nigga servants. You don't think I see that shit? We see that shit. And I don't appreciate the goddamn Popeyes in the hood. And they got 20 Hispanics working in it and not one nigga, but every customer is a nigga. I don't appreciate that shit. So I need niggas to be on a nigga side. So, 13, 14, 15, nigga. That's you. That's you. That's you, nigga. That wasn't written for no other. That wasn't even written for the goddamn Native Americans. They ain't even got an amendment. They don't even have a fucking amendment, and we took their shit. Who got an amendment? Nigga. 13, 14, 15. Cleared up that Dred Scott shit where, oh, you can't be free, nigga, because you ain't a citizen according to our Constitution. You're not a citizen according to our Constitution, Mr. Dred Scott. So take your nigga ass back to Kansas and be a slave. The 13, 14, 15 cleared up all that shit. Well, why the fuck didn't he clear up me getting my 40 acres and that fucking mule that I never got? Why didn't it clear that up? It cleared up a whole bunch of the Confederate debt won't sit on the United States, where the United States won't pay the debt incurred by the Confederacy. The Confederate motherfuckers are forgiven for being traitors, but a nigga can't get no. Nick can't get 40 acres when they was letting uneducated Europeans come over here and get 400 acres, 250 acres. And if you had some slaves, guess what? You got an extra 250, 300 acres for every slave you had. 13, 14, 15. So you can go out there, niggas. On November, Bernie, yeah, we want Bernie. Nigga, what is Bernie doing for you? What has Bernie said, black people, this is for you? Because they lump you all together, see? They've been lumping black people problems with Hispanic problems, with women problems, with gay people problems. We don't have the same fucking problems. Black people problems are unique to this country. No other motherfucker did they bring to this country and put them in a boot camp and said, nigga, don't speak African. If I find you speaking African, nigga, I'm going to kill you. What other group of motherfuckers did they put on a boat and brought over here where 15% of the motherfuckers on the boat died before they even fucking got here? So how many do you know? Thank God it wasn't none of the Johnson clan, the slaves that made up the Johnsons. It might have been some of your cousins and shit, 13, 14, 15. That's the shit for your boat ride and your chattel slavery and your cruelty and shit, and you can't get a motherfucking reparation. Oh, but in 2020, a Democrat can't be fucking voted in without you. A Democrat cannot be president without you. 13, 14, 15. They owe you something. 13, 14, 15. I love my mama and daddy. See, because I was born of a mama that was 42 and a daddy that was 52. In 1960, motherfucking fall. So you know them niggas was discriminated against, treated like shit. Only God knows what my daddy went through. Fucking World War II. He was a veteran. Okay? My daddy wore a uniform. Came back treated like a nigga. Donald Trump, no motherfucker ever wore a uniform other than a KKK shit. President of the motherfucking United States. 13, 14, 15, nigga. You never got what's due to you. Not just you, but I'm sure, just like me, I got 3 grandkids that will never get what's due to them unless I wake my ass. Because their mama ain't woke. Unless grandma wake her ass up and say 13, 14, 15. But see, grandma got shit. Because grandma's mama and daddy taught me that you are a nigga when it comes to this country. You ain't nothing more than a nigga. So unless you get some paper, nigga, you're going to be subjected to everything the motherfucking white man got coming to you. 13, 14, 15 don't mean shit if you ain't got that paper. And I kissed the ground my parents walked on because it's that paper that saved my ass today. And see, I converted that paper that I got for my dumbass daughter, disrespectful, into a business license. She didn't have to get a degree like old mama and be burdened and shit. I'm saying, hey, I'm going to take my pain, all my pain, and I'm going to convert it for you, daughter, so you can just straight out and teach you how to be a business owner, which she is today with her disrespectful, ungrateful ass. Millennials, leave their ass. Because they a whole different breed. So I ain't said shit about 13, 14, 15 yet. But we got a few days to talk about it. But I need you to understand your fucking value. 2020 is all about everybody, whether you're black, whether you're a woman, whether you're a burnt out ass single mom like me. You got to know your value. So we got a phone call, but I ain't taking no calls, boo. until we come back, and we're going to have a little 3-minute break, but I'll be back. Let's have a slow rollout, boo, but hold on for me. Don't go nowhere. On the line, we finna chime in. This is Just Ask Yo Nigga. This is Yo Nigga, and let's see what my brother or sister has to say.
Hey, how you doing, Hello? Sis?
Hey, what's happening, brother?
Nothing much. I enjoyed that tune. What's the name of that? What's the name of that track?
Just ask a nigga. It's Yo Nigga. You already know.
That was the name of that last track you just played, that last song.
Oh, the last track was Slow Rollout. That was the name of that one.
Slow
like
Rollout?
Yep.
Yeah, I like that. Who is that by?
You know what? If you email me at info@johnsonconsulting.com, I'll send it to you. It's all royalty free music. So everything I play I can send to you for free. You know, and it is kinda cool. It's about 3 minutes though.
Yeah,
now,
I like that.
Doing?
I like
it. Yeah,
I'm doing
I
just
can
fine.
Send you all, anything you like, I can send it right to you. So tell me, why are you calling me today, bro?
I'm just saying, I just saw your topic and interested. I'm not sure how you were bringing it. It was kind of interesting to see what dynamic you stand in as it relates to the subject matter that was presented in the heading of the show. So I'm not sure how the conversation has been going or, you know, potentially may be able to go, but it's, you know, definitely quite an interesting conversation. Interesting discussion. So what's going on?
You know, my thing now is, and I found out from past shows that people listen to, is that my most popular stuff is all related to Black history. And I'm more in line with my boy Claude Anderson and, you know, economics. And he mentions that the amendments to the Constitution, 13, 14, and 15, are specifically written for African Americans. But over time, over our history, people, especially 15, the rights for this and rights to that, they've evolved to where it's been all other inclusive. And where I understand and where I'm trying to make other African Americans understand is that, and it may be hard because we so used to, like, suffering. That's just, like, in our genes. We came here to suffer, so it's just in our genes. But what I want people to understand for this upcoming election is that these amendments to the Constitution were written specifically for us as a people. So we as a people, we have to understand our value personally, what our value has been to this country. And now that this country is, like, going off the rails and going crazy, and we've had a Black president that, of course, didn't save us, we have to kind of save ourselves. And so I'm going over all of the important parts of the Constitution that specifically reference us. Because if there was no us, there'd be no America. Because guess what? They tried to make Native American slaves. They all died. They tried to make Europeans slaves like us. They all died. The only race of people that was able to deal with the challenges of America, diseases and da-da-da, all of that, is us. Us. The niggas that the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment had to, you know, they had to correct that to appear that they were starting to be fair to us. You see? But they're not fair to us. They've never been fair to us. Because we're going to go over Jim Crow, which is next, because when they figured out, oh, my God, you know, these laws, they might try to use them. Said, we got to get something going, because if they try to use these laws, we got to get them. We got to stop them from using the law.
Well,
you know?
You even look at, you know, current day, because it's a thing where, you know, I know everybody is definitely up in arms in support of the homosexual community, but this homosexual community is a community who a lot of times in a lot of cases, you know, you have an overwhelming amount of those, whether it be the feminist movement or, you know, the just homosexual, the
bro,
homosexual
bro, look,
movement.
Look, bro, stop that.
Mm-hmm.
I got one minute. You and I, we gonna talk on a personal level on that shit. Because let me tell you one thing. Now, I can't speak for all homosexuals, but I know a whole lot of them. And you know what? They so persecuted on a personal level that they end up being so fantastic in everything that they do. They end up being rich.
But I think
because everybody just looks at that homosexual and demonizes
him. Look,
they're about to cut us off. But I want to talk to you.
Right, but I just
you got my email. You got my
email.
I want you to email me. I want you to email me. And then the next show, tomorrow's show, I'm going to set up for just you and me so we can talk.
Okay.
So email me, and tomorrow will be just you and me. I got to go. I love you, bro. Let's do it tomorrow because they cutting me off. Thank you, guys. This is Just Ask Your Nigga. My bro, he always comes in and makes shit pop. Have a good night, and let's continue this shit tomorrow. Oh, no, that's my bro. I mean, my bro, he's like, I don't know basically where you going tonight, but homosexuality. So me and my bro going to get together tomorrow and join us tomorrow because it's just going to be me and my bro for 30 minutes because he needs to talk about this shit. We was on the 13, 14, and 15, and this nigga, well, basically, I don't know where you going, but homosexuality. Hey, Daddy, I love you, and thank you for choosing and picking that sweet, old, good, old, fantastic, old mommy.